Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Whoa, boys, how we doing? It is fantastic to be here with you guys today, man. Absolutely jam-packed, absolutely loaded, absolutely positively having a ton of fun today. And it's fantastic to be here with you guys rolling on from 3 to 7 p.m. here on the Upstate Sports Leader. How are you today, Spartanburg? How are you today, Anderson and Clemson? Great to be with you guys and all parts in between. Rolling on the number one rated afternoon drive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. My name is Mark Ryan. He is Lonzo. Here's how you can be a part of the show today. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be a part of the show this afternoon. Coming up, this high school football season, totally honestly, is becoming a bleep show right before our eyes. It's becoming a bleep show right before our eyes. And Cole Bryson is going to join us in the next segment, hopefully to make some sense of it all. The World Series, man, I'll tell you, some of you might be down and depressed about the Braves not being in it, but this is the ultimate David versus Goliath matchup in sports, man. This is Joe Namath against the Colts all those years ago, and it's fantastic, and you can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate tonight, and I'm here for it. Brad Crawford will be joining us to make sense of the Southeastern Conference and the lay of the land in college football coming your way at 4. And then at 4:40 this afternoon, Can We Stop makes its return. All of the above, so much more, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, here between the hours of 3 and 7 today. Let's open with this, however. Folks, the Dallas Cowboys blow. They are awful. And I don't want to hear anything about Dak Prescott not being there. They were awful with Dak Prescott. They were 1-3 with Dak Prescott. When Andy Dalton took over from Dak Prescott in the last game, guess what their odds were of winning that game? 50-50. You know how I know? I looked at the win probability right when it happened. So Dak Prescott doesn't get credit for the last win because that game was totally up in the air. The Cowboys were 1-3 with Dak Prescott. I'm not saying Dak Prescott was part of the problem. I'm just saying the team was awful with or without Dak Prescott, and they were even worse yesterday. And we always have this debate. And I've been curious as to what point in the year Lonzo would admit that Tom Brady was really the reason why the Patriots were successful this whole time, more so than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's great in his own right. But whether it's 51-49 or 60-40, one person was more responsible for the success. It is true that both played a huge part in it, but one person was more responsible for the success. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was responsible for the success. We can see that now. Okay? We can see that now. Mike McCarthy is not getting it done, and his team is nowhere close. And whereas Kyler Murray, my guy, didn't have a great completion percentage last night, he didn't turn the ball over. He is a witch with his feet, and had a QBR of 82.4 last night, which is really, 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 really good. You know what, folks? There's a reason why surrounds himself with like-minded people guy isn't the most successful guy. There's a reason for that in sports. There's a reason for that in life. Because we need to be challenged. We need to hear different opinions. We need to hear, important messages from the outside in order to be a whole person. What's the biggest problem with social media today? Is that if you go on Facebook, everybody just has all of their cronies surrounding them. You know, so if you like Biden, if you like Trump, all these people are just surrounded by like-minded people. And we never hear, we never accept any additional outside opinions. I like to think the reason we've become number one is because I am a dissenting voice, is because I am naturally a contrarian. And you may not realize that you want a contrarian in your life, but you actually do, and it's actually good for you, and it actually makes you more whole as a human being. Well, see, Jerry Jones doesn't see it that way in Dallas. Jerry Jones just surrounds himself with like-minded people. He surrounds himself with people that he can control. Have you ever known the girl who dates someone that she can control? Of course you know of the girl who dates somebody that she can control. We all know of somebody like that. There's dudes like that as well who date women that they can control, keep them under their thumb. Women do that, men do that, and it's awful. And I would never sign up for that, and I would never agree to that. I am somebody that can't be kept in a box. I am somebody that can't be controlled. But you're not going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in case Jerry Jones can keep you under his thumb. You're not going to be the coach of the Cowboys unless you yes man Jerry Jones left and right. Folks, the Dallas Cowboys have not made a conference championship game appearance since at least 1996. Now, I have some numbers here in front of me. Here we go. Dallas Cowboys, 1995. Bengals, 1988. So the Dallas Cowboys on this list have the seventh longest drought in terms of ever playing in a conference championship game. America's team? More like America's toilet. You've got to be kidding me with this. Just flush them right down the drain. And I'm risking a lot by saying this because my boss is a Dallas Cowboys fan. He might not want to hear that. You might not want to hear that. Give me a break.
He's not here today. You're good.
Oh, phew. Man, I can breathe easily now, Lonzo. Whew. Got over that one. Cincinnati Bengals, 1988. Cleveland Browns, 1989. Washington football team. That is so lame. 1991. Detroit Lions, 1991. Miami Dolphins, 1992. Buffalo Bills, 1993. Dallas Cowboys, 1995. The seventh longest streak in the NFL right now in terms of even making it to the conference championship game. And they continue to screw things up left and right, ladies and gentlemen. Tennessee gave Derrick Henry a $50 million deal. Why did Jerry Jones give Ezekiel Elliott 90? They're smart and then they're stupid. They're smart and then they're stupid. Oh, maybe they can't afford to pay Dak everything that he's asking for. I can't figure out why that would be. Let's see here. DeMarcus Lawrence, 5 years, 105. Amari Cooper, 5 years, $100 million. Teron Smith, 8 years, $97 million. Ezekiel Elliott, 6 years, $90 million. Zach Martin, 6 years, $84 million. Jalen Smith, 6 years, $68 million. Lyle Collins, 5 years, $50. Tyrone Crawford, 5 years, $45. Dak Prescott, 1 year, $31.4 million. This team is not well run. This team is run like a country club. It is all about Jerry Jones and being one of Jerry Jones' guys. And guess what? If you're one of Jerry Jones' guys, he'll take care of you. He'll take great care of you, ladies and gentlemen. He'll take unbelievable care of you, and you will win nothing. Do you see that look from Ezekiel Elliott at the end of the game last night? He was standing next to Andy Dalton, who sucks, and he was just looking longingly at the scoreboard, wishing it said something different. And you know what I wanted to say to Ezekiel Elliott? Yeah, you're the reason why, man. You're the reason why. Now, nothing on the football field, nothing to do with anything on the football field, Ezekiel, but your contract is hamstringing the team. Your contract and Teron Smith and Amari Cooper and DeMarcus Lawrence, you tell me who you'd rather have, Derrick Henry or Ezekiel Elliott. It might be close, but Derrick Henry's in for $50 million and Ezekiel Elliott is in for $90 million. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, the Dallas Cowboys will never win, because Jerry Jones runs his ship like a country club, and it's all about his boys, and it's all about being around like-minded people. Surround yourself with yes men, like-minded people. Nobody challenges him. He can keep them under his thumb, and they don't win squat. Folks, success or failure within an organization always comes from the top down. It always comes from the top down. And so, look, he needs somebody who's going to challenge him. He needs somebody who is going to show him a different way. And he needs to be accepting and willing to learn that. If any of us are only able to be surrounded by like-minded people, we will live very shallow existences. We will live in the land of myopia. And that is not healthy for anybody. And the results that you get are the results of the Dallas Cowboys, who, oh, by the way, are in first place in the worst division I've ever seen in my life. So I guess everything in Dallas is okay, right? I guess everything is okay, fine and dandy, because the standings tell me that they are in first place. Wow, this is unbelievable. Don't be surround yourself with like-minded people, guy. Don't be that guy, okay? Accept different viewpoints. Allow yourself to be challenged. Listen to contrarians, listen to different takes, listen to different viewpoints. You'll be so much better off. And if I could speak to Jerry Jones, I would tell him that exact thing. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to be joined by Cole Bryson, who's going to help us make sense of this mess that is area football. That's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A texter says, Lonzo, have you ever seen the guy from the other afternoon drive show in the Upstate in person? He looks like his own voice is putting himself to sleep as he talks. Well, as long as he's also doing that to you, then we've got a great shot here, right? Either that or we just continue to provide the best content in the entire upstate of South Carolina. Another texter says, I'm going to need Cole to say something positive about my Boiling Springs Bulldogs this week. This team is no longer to be taken lightly and should demand respect by now. Show them some love, Cole. Well, let's see if he does just that. As our high school football expert, the voice of Burns football, and the host of the Saturday Scramble, which can be heard right here on ESPN Upstate from 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, Cole Bryson joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Can you make my man here feel better about himself with Boiling Springs today, Cole?
Absolutely. I actually gave them love last week when a lot of other voters did not. In one of the two polls that I vote in, I voted Boiling Springs 10th in the media poll in 5A. Maybe it was the broadcaster's poll. One of the polls, I voted Boiling Springs in the top 10, while others did not. So absolutely. And then not only did I do that, Friday night I saw them in person against Fort Mill. Now, again, Fort Mill's shouldn't be on the same field as Boiling Springs. There's a huge talent differential there, but Boiling Springs is legit. There's nobody questioning that right now. And I know there was a lot of people, including myself, who said, hey, Boiling Springs and Gaffney, you kind of got let off the hook because you got out of the region with the big dogs. You're no longer in the region with Burns. You're no longer in the region with Spartanburg. You're no longer in the same region as Dorman. Now, that is true. But at the same time, two things can be true. And while that is true, another statement that's true is also the fact that Boiling Springs is a very, very, very good football team. And Caden Sullivan leads the way, man. They're legit, no doubt. I do not want to see them in the playoffs if you're in 5A.
How about this is true, Cole? If you like the Falcons, you also like the Braves. How about that is true? If multiple things can be true, let's make that one true for me today, okay?
You know, I remember back, and I'm trying to think of, like, the worst things to ever see in my lifetime, and I remember Pete Carroll not handing the football to Marshawn Lynch. And right now, that's about as close as equivalent as I can think to that take of yours. You know I still love you, but it's probably the worst take ever since sliced bread.
I'm honored, Cole. I'm honored. Why do you not like it so much? Why is it getting such a visceral response from you?
Because you got to remember, where we live, there were a lot of teams who, you know, when kids grew up and when we grew up, this isn't a big city. You know, this isn't Atlanta where you have the Falcons and the Hawks and the Braves. This is South Carolina where you don't even have many professional teams at all. You have to pull for the Panthers, who are up the way. And
why?
If you remember
why?
Back,
wait. Why? Why?
Because, let me finish this point before I give you the reason. Before the Panthers were in existence in this area, it was mostly Atlanta Falcons fans and Dallas Cowboy fans. And then when the Panthers came to town, there's so much local tie, you know, including right here in Spartanburg and at Wofford College where they used to have training camp for all those years. There just was a huge tie. So, for me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I grew up a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I've lived in that misery for, you know, years and years of my life. But at the same time, I'm a huge Atlanta Braves fan. Now, Dallas has nothing to do with my location. Atlanta does. I pull for Atlanta because they're in the South. They're in the closest proximity to where I live, and I can go to games. Dallas is not that case. I've been a Dallas fan my whole life. It's obviously we're not close to Dallas. And then, you know, I've also been a Rockets fan. The Houston Rockets aren't anywhere close to here. We don't live anywhere close to Houston. So, listen, man, you pull for teams who you like. And if you go off that take, then you probably live a pretty boring life. You probably do things in the same, you know, you can only eat at restaurants in the same town you live in. You can only eat the same, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible rule to live by.
Well, there's a lot more to get to on this, Cole, and I assure you I don't live a boring life, but I will tell you that the price of doing business, the hashtag with the Braves, is for the A. It's not for the Braves, it's for the A. So you're either going to love all of Atlanta or you'll get none of Atlanta, and liking the Hawks and the Falcons is the cost of doing business. That's the value meal, okay? You have to get the fries and the drink with the burger. That's
Mark,
how it goes.
How long? Let me ask you this. Do you have a mirror in your bathroom?
Unfortunately, yeah. I never like what I see, though. I'm
come
undefeated.
Come on. He's looking in the mirror while he's doing the show.
I'm undefeated in never liking what the mirror shows me, Cole.
How long in the morning, this morning when you woke up or yesterday before you made that take, seriously, how long did you stand in the mirror and try to convince yourself that was a good take?
Cole, are you serious right now? Are you serious right now? Dude, everything I say is what I believe. You know?
Man.
We got Cole, a comedian, party of one, on the line here today, man. Look, Cole, what makes a good take to you? What makes something a good take or a bad take? A majority agreeing with you? Is that what makes something a good or a bad take?
I think the majority, obviously, when you have the majority matters. But when everybody's on the same page of like, hey, that doesn't make any sense. It's just
everybody?
Sense.
Okay, let me tell you this, Cole. The tweet has 723 responses, right?
Those are dissenters.
Those are dissenters.
That's why you made the take.
And it has 308 likes. It is disagreed with by 70%. It is agreed with by 30%. You see what I'm saying?
I think that's the reason you made that take.
Let me just say that you can't count the likes as actually likes. There are people who are just clicking it because you tweeted it. They didn't even read the thing. If they did, there's no way they would hit like on that.
Lonzo, I can't help that I have fans. I can't help it. I can't help that I have fans.
Good for you. Blind faith can lead you right off that cliff.
Well, there'll be a lot of people coming with me then. A lot of people coming with me. All right, Cole. Let's get this segment back on track because we got a lot more where that came from. Look, this thing's a mess, Cole. How close are we to just shutting down the whole season here?
You know, that's a great question. I think about that probably once a day. And you know, probably my opinion on that changes day by day, but I think we're going to finish the season, Mark. I believe we're going to finish the season, and I believe today that we're going to crown a champion, even with the amount of schools who are on a two-week quarantine. And the reason for that is we have made it through the shortened season, which was 7 weeks. If the high school league was going to pull the plug, I believe they would have pulled the plug before now. We're only 2 weeks away from the playoffs now. And, you know, we've had COVID for the first 5 weeks of high school football and played through it. So if they were going to pull the plug, I think they would have done it already in the first couple of weeks. And now that we're 2 weeks from the playoffs, it's like I said last week on the air, in 2 weeks, nobody's going to have COVID. So, you know, you're not going to have to worry about that in the playoffs when we get to the playoffs. So I think we're going to – as of today, man, I really do believe we're going to finish the season and crown a champion.
I'm glad that that's what you believe. I really, really am. I just don't see how it's going to have any validity if Dutch Fork gets a positive test in the playoffs.
Well, that's personally, again, this is just Cole's opinion here. Personally, I don't believe Dutch Fork or any team in the play. Once we get to the postseason, I don't believe anybody will have the virus. I just don't think they will be reported. I think players will be encouraged to stay home. I think players will be encouraged I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I think players will be encouraged to not speak up if they're sick and stay home. And I could be totally wrong, but when the playoffs get here, I don't think teams will have the virus.
Well, in other words, they'll have the virus, but they won't be reporting the virus.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate byproduct of the way, what they're doing here, Cole, right?
I mean, that's correct. Yeah.
When you make it so that entire teams are disqualified, when they have a positive test. This is the ramification of that, is you have a bunch of – I was talking to my mom about this the other day. I was like, Mom, listen to this. You know, Cole thinks I have bad takes. This is the worst take I've ever heard in my life that the SCHSL is doing. They're essentially telling people, don't come forward, don't get tested, and if you do get tested, you better say you're out with a cold, because if you're out with COVID, your whole team's done.
No, you're right, and that's just that's the sad reality. And listen, I do want to say I get what the high school league is doing by saying we can't move the dates, because if you stick to the same guidelines with the 2 weeks, you know, we would never finish the playoffs. It'd be April, and it would still be pushing it back. So I get that side of it, but what I wish from the very beginning, I wish there would have been a plan that was put in place from the high school league, or the high school league working in collaboration with another organization, whether it be DHEC or whoever, to put a plan in place to say, okay, maybe we don't need a quarantine for 2 weeks. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying we may look back on this thing and say, maybe quarantining the whole program for 2 weeks wasn't the best idea from the get-go. Maybe we should have had a plan in place where we did testing to the person who has it and some contact tracing, and just like college football and pro football are doing right now, keep rolling unless you have more positives. And because of the two-week quarantine, there's no way the playoffs would ever finish on time, because teams would keep having to push back for two more weeks, and then before you know it, it'd be 2021, and then we'd be into the spring sports
schedule.
So what?
Well, get it. Do it right.
You can't go into the.
Why?
No, I agree with you, but you can't elongate. If you have teams making the playoffs, you can't have one team who doesn't have COVID that has to sit out for 4 weeks because they're waiting on this other team to get healthy. You have to have a way that makes sense and say, okay, here's the plan. It's not 2 weeks, because 2 weeks just doesn't make sense for playoffs, because you can't have Bowling Springs waiting on Burns to get healthy for 4 weeks. You know, it could go on forever. You know, players, there has to be a plan in place, and that's the whole problem. There's no plan in place.
All right, let's get to this week's games. Spartanburg at Dorman is up first.
Huge game, man. It's a city rivalry. It's a game that every year has huge ramifications, and this year Dorman, in my opinion, is a much better team. But I think Spartanburg and Mark Hodge, those guys are going to play well. I know Raheem Jeter got banged up in the game against Union County. I think Spartanburg, they always play well. It doesn't matter how good these two teams are. In this rivalry game, they always bring their A game. But I think Dorman will come out on top on Friday night and put themselves in a position to win the region if they can beat Burns the next week.
Let's keep it rolling. Boiling Springs, can we? Rodney Dangerfield is asking for some respect for Boiling Springs here. Do they get it?
Well, I tell you what, they've had a great season, and they've beat everybody in their region except for Gaffney. Now, Greenwood's a lot different of a team than they faced week in and week out. Greenwood's the real deal. Greenwood slaughtered Greenville last Friday night, and Greenville's no joke either. So Greenwood's legit. They run that wing T that they have a lot of size up front. I think Bowling Springs wins, but I think it's very close. But, yeah, Bowling Springs is legit this year.
Lawrence at Greer.
This should be I'm not going to say a walk in the park, but this should be a game where Greer is able to do what Will Young and the Greer offense wants to do. I see Greer putting up a lot of points against a young Lawrence team. I think Greer wins big.
Whenever I hear walk in the park, I just see the picture of Clemson versus Georgia Tech in my head. I don't know. That is what that is, man. So maybe we should just replace it with Clemson at Georgia Tech for all these cupcake
right.
games here. Woodruff at Clinton.
Man, these two teams have had interesting years. Clinton's been in every game they've played. I know they hadn't had the result they wanted, but they've been right there in every game toward the end of the game, just a few points away from winning a lot of those. I think this is a very close game. I think Clinton finally gets over the hump, and many may call it an upset, but I think Clinton takes down Woodruff Friday night.
Union at Emerald.
Union, you know, I picked Union last week to beat Chapman. I couldn't have been more wrong. I was so wrong and so off on that. Chapman did what Chapman does best, and then they scored a lot of points Friday against Union. But Union will bounce back against a team in Emerald who has struggled this season. I look for Union County to win.
St. Joseph's at Landrum.
Landrum's coming off a tough one, man. Legion Academy, they kind of surprised a lot of people by defeating Landrum last week. This one's going to be a tough one. I think Landrum needs this win in terms of region play, and I know Jason Farmer will have his team ready. I'm going to go with the Cardinals again this week, 2 weeks in a row.
Chesney at Airport. I've never heard of a high school name that before.
They are at Airport, and I think Chesney, man, the region champs. They've had an incredible football season, and they've been lucky. They hadn't caught the virus yet, and they've had an incredible season. Chesney will continue to roll this Friday.
So Airport will have a crash landing. You see what I did there? See what I did there? Chapman at Broome, Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, man, we'll be live on location for the Saturday Scramble from 8 to 10, previewing this game, talking to both coaches. This is a good game, good matchup. Broome's been quarantined now for 4 weeks this high school season. So Chapman is the much more experienced team. Chapman has a lot more talent, in my opinion, but Lynn Fleming will have this Broome team ready. It'll be a close one, but I think Chapman will prevail.
Pickens at Westside.
Man, Westside's been a team that hadn't been talked about a lot, but Scott Early has that team playing really good football, and this could be a team that surprises some people if they can make a push in the playoffs. Westside will have no problem Friday night. The Rams are rolling, Mark.
Easley at Travelers Rest.
Easley and Jordan Dura. Jordan Dura, the head coach at Easley now, obviously the former OC at Burns, first year at Easley. They've struggled a little bit this year, not had the season they wanted. Still looking for their first win. Travelers Rest will take care of business Friday.
Hillcrest at T.L. Hanna.
Man, T.L. Hanna is in for a tough one. Hillcrest is no slouch football team. Hillcrest has not lost a game yet, and they're playing some of their best football they have in a long time since Greg Porter was at Hillcrest and brought Hillcrest to state championship. I think Hillcrest pulls the upset. I don't know if it's an upset or not, but I think they defeat T.L. Hanna Friday.
Greenville at Eastside.
Well, Greenville had a tough one Friday, and they will bounce back. Eastside has not won a game yet. They're still looking for their first win. Greenville will get back on track Friday and win big.
J.L. Mann at Malden.
Malden needs this win, man. You can't go to J.L. Mann. You can't have a game against J.L. Mann and lose, and it be good for first-year head coach over at Malden. Malden is the better team, and J.L. Mann has struggled this season. You know, J.L. Mann's kind of right there with Riverside, where they struggle year in and year out. Malden will take care of business Friday.
Berea at Blue Ridge.
Man, this one's a tough one. Probably the toughest for me to pick. Blue Ridge has been, I think they had 2 weeks where they were out with COVID, or maybe one of their opponents were. Blue Ridge is going to have a close game Friday night. I think this will be a very close football game. But I'm going to give the edge to Berea to win this one on Friday.
And finally, Southside at Powdersville.
Southside's been a team that hadn't been talked about a lot, but, man, they're rolling. Powdersville's no joke. This is going to be a heck of a football game on Friday. I like Jeremy West, though. I think the Southside pulls it out Friday night.
There you go. Those are your picks. He is 43-13 on the season. That is 77%. Man, I wish wise guys, wisdom, biggest games of the week picks were that accurate. 9-3 last week for Cole. We will look forward to the Saturday scramble coming up this Saturday, Cole, and we look forward to seeing Burns again, whenever that may be.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. It's been a while. Thanks for having me on, man.
You got it. All right, Cole Bryson, host of the Saturday scramble here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Coming up next on the show, I will reset my take for you that has gone completely viral again today. And we'll see where you stand. Thus far, seems to be 70% against, 30% for. We'll see where you come out next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the Dallas Cowboys tabbing themselves America's team was the single most arrogant and simultaneously brilliant marketing ploy in American professional sports history. And you bought it. The Carolina Panthers ingeniously branded themselves as the NFL team for both Carolinas. They even turned their logo into the shape of North and South Carolina as one. And you bought it. So I'm here to tell you today that I, Mark Ryan, am the gatekeeper of sports fandom. We'll see if you buy it. Your track record says you will. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen is when fans adopt one team from a city, but not all. Where I come from, how I grew up, you don't do that. I've spent 15 or more years of my life in Houston, Texas. I like the Astros, Rockets, and Texans. I also have spent 15 or more years of my life in Tampa Bay. I like the Bucks, Lightning, and Rays. Do you see a theme there? I like and accept every team from those cities. Yet, for many fans around the country, including some in our part of the country, following this basic rule of fandom seems out of the question. And I don't get it. I realize the Braves were the only MLB team in the Southeast for a number of years, and that all of their games were nationally televised on TBS. I lived through that. But you don't get to cherry-pick the Braves while also hating the Falcons, even if the Panthers did a brilliant job on you in their marketing campaign. There's a reason, folks. The Braves' slogan is hashtag for the A. It's not for the Braves. Similarly, in Houston, it's for the H. The slogan is never about the team because it's all about the city. Always has been, always will be. So you're either for the city or you're not. You don't get to cherry pick. If you hate the Falcons, you lose the Braves. But Mark Ryan, you say, what am I to do when the Braves were all we had, when Charlotte didn't have an MLB team, and then the Panthers came to town? You can like and support the Panthers, brother, but if you hate the Falcons, you lose the Braves. That's how the rules of sports fandom work. Don't fall for the marketing, folks. No matter what they try to tell you, the New England Patriots are a Boston team. If you're a true fan, you accept all of a city's teams. Way too many of you love the Braves, but hate the Falcons. And it's weak as hell. It doesn't work that way. And I'm here today to collect your fan cards. Pick a city and their teams. Don't be a one-team bandwagoner. There are countless examples of this issue across America, and the rule applies to each and every one of them. No, I'm not saying if you live in New York, you have to like the Jets and the Giants. You don't need to like both when your team has an embarrassment of riches, or just, in this case, an embarrassment period. But if you're a New Yorker, you should claim one of each category. Jets or Giants, Knicks or Nets, Mets or Yankees. The bottom line is this. For all teams and cities, if you can't accept the city, you don't get the team. Accept all or get none. Sincerely, the gatekeeper of sports fandom. This is Offsides.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's get right to it. And Delvin in Fountain Inn has been hanging patiently. Delvin, thanks for the call, pal. You're Offsides. What's up, man?
Oh, you talking about, like, if you cheer for a city, like you said, the Falcons got to cheer for the Braves all day, but what if you got a professional team in your state? Like, for example, if you're a Bama fan, well, you got to cheer for Auburn, Troy.
No, wait. You pick a city, and you accept all of that city's teams.
I was in a state. I wonder if you're thinking of the kind of first team, like you said, you're a Bama fan.
If you're an Alabama fan, you're obviously going to pick either Alabama or Auburn, and then pick a city and like their teams. Pick Tampa Bay, like the Bucks, the Lightning, and the Rays. There you go. Problem solved.
It was either the Cowboys or the Falcons. I didn't pick the Cowboys team. I mean, I got to like the Mavericks and the Mavericks of the Texas Rangers.
Where I come from, growing up in Houston, going up in Tampa, those were the rules. You liked all the teams, or you liked none of the teams. Those were the rules. Where I come from.
Well, that's where you come from, where we come from, and that's not the rules.
Well, I'll tell you, and if I were in charge of it, which today I am, you either love all of Atlanta or you love none of Atlanta. The price of liking the Braves is you also got to like the Falcons and the Hawks. That's the cost of doing business. That's the value meal. You got to deal with the fries and the Coke and the calories those pack on in order to enjoy the burger. It's what you got to do. Where I come from, those were the rules, Delvin. Delvin, thanks so much for the phone call. Delvin in Fountain Inn. All right. Brad Crawford from 24/7 Sports joins us for his weekly segment. I'm told he wants to take me to task on this as well. People like to be wrong. What can you say? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.